The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe, Chaber Sefer Shvilei Tzion, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
A large section of the Gemara in Tainas Daf Yud Zayin discusses the issue of a kohen bizman hazeh if he's allowed to drink wine. In other words, we know that the pasuk says in Parsha Shmini, Yayin v'sheicher al teish, which the Gemara here on Yud Zayin Amud Beis discusses, means that a kohen who does avoda, who does service in the Beis Hamikdash, while he is drunk or while he drank more than a revis of wine, is chayiv misa. And if he does the avoda, it actually desecrates the avoda, it nullifies the avoda. And therefore, the Gemara discusses from the beginning over here on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph that a kohen bizman hazeh should not drink wine, lest the Beis Hamikdash gets rebuilt, and we will not have any kohanim to do the avoda, because a shesui yayin, someone who has drank wine, is not allowed to do avoda service in the Beis Hamikdash. So the Gemara says that Rebbe holds that kohanim can drink wine bizman hazeh. They are allowed to. Why? Because since takanasa kilkolosai, since unfortunately it's many years that the Beis Hamikdash has not been rebuilt, so that kilkol enables them to now be able to drink wine and not be concerned with perhaps the Beis Hamikdash being rebuilt. The Rabban, however, hold that it's forbidden to drink wine because of the chashash that Meir Yibana HaBeis Hamikdash, the Meir V'Yameinu, the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt and we will need Kehanim ready to go to do the Avodah, therefore they shall not drink wine. So again, we drink wine based on the Shita of Rebbe, but the Rabban hold that you can't. So the Shagas Aryeh in his Pirish Gvuras Ari over here asks a kasha like this. We know the Mishnah says in Masechta Menachos Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph that Ein Mechanchenes HaMizbeach El B'Tamid Shel Shachar. You cannot inaugurate, you cannot be Mechanach the Mizbeach only with the Tamid Shel Shachar. And therefore, he asks the question that since the Tamid Shel Shachar cannot be Karev in the afternoon, you're not allowed to be Makrev the Tamid Shel Shachar in the afternoon. So once noon has passed, everybody should agree that you're allowed to drink wine, because by the time tomorrow comes around, you'll be sober again. Drink wine to your heart's content, even kohanim, from noon and on, and by tomorrow it'll have been worn off the drunkenness, and it shouldn't be a problem. So why should this sugya obligate somebody to refrain from drinking wine after chatzos, after noon? You are not allowed to do any avodah afternoon because ein mechanchen es hamizbeach elo v'tamid shel shachar. Only the morning talmud offerings are allowed to be brought to inaugurate the Beis Hamikdash's mizbeach, and therefore after chatzos we shouldn't have to be concerned about drinking wine even bizman hazeh. That's the Shagas Aryeh's question. It's worth mentioning that Rav Lezer Shach Zatzal, the Rosh Yeshiva of Panevich, in the end of his pirish on Perakam of the Tmidin u'Musafin on the Rambam in Avi Ezri, he says a chiddush, a novel idea, that the din of Ein Mechanchenes HaMizbeach Elo V'Tamid Shel Shachar is not a din that you cannot do any sacrifices on the Mizbeach. It's rather a din in the halacha of Tmidin, that you are not allowed to bring the evening, the afternoon Karban Tamid Shel Beinu Arbayim if you have not brought the morning offering of the Tamid Shel Shachar. But perhaps an Eilus Nadova and such would be allowed to be sacrificed on the Mizbeach. If you go with that thought process, that you are allowed to bring other karbonos, then there would still be a reason to refrain from drinking wine for kohanim bizman hazeh, according to the Rabbanon, because of the other karbonos. However, the pashut way to learn the din of Ein Mechanchenes HaMizbeach Elo V'Tamid Shel Shachar is that if the Beis Hamikdash were to be rebuilt and we would have a mizbeach in the afternoon, you would not allow to sacrifice anything on it until the next morning when you bring the Tamid Shel Shachar, you bring the morning oilah, which is bought for the whole Klal Yisrael. So therefore, the Shagas Aryeh's question is, why can't you drink wine, even kohanim, why can't you drink wine afternoon? Zok the Shagas Aryeh that there's a man di Omar in Masechet Menachos that says that you can be mechanech the menorah b'shivim de'arseho bein arbayim. So in other words, although the Mizbeach will not be able to have any services after the noon because you did not do the Tamid Shel Shachar, however, you still can do avodah on the menorah. And therefore, the kohen should make sure not to drink wine. That is the Gurus Ari, one of his terutzim. The question is as follows. The Ramban in Parsha Shmini, over there by the din of a kohen not drinking wine, says that any avoda that is kosher bizar is kosher b'shesuya yayin. Meaning to say that if there is any avoda or any service that does not require a kohen, it also does not require someone to be completely sober. the whole prohibition for a kohen to do avoda, and for someone that drank wine to do avoda, is only when you need a kohen. But something that doesn't need a kohen does not have a prohibition of someone who drank wine. Therefore, the Gemara says in Yuma Chavdalat Amidbeis that hadlaka lav avoidehi uksheir bizar. Hadlaka is not an avoida, like we know about shechita, that it is not a significant avoida that requires a kohen, and is therefore kosher with his zar, with the Yisrael. If that's the case, then according to the Ramban, that anything that is kosher bizar, that does not require a kohen, can be done even when he drank wine. So again, why does the kohen have to refrain from drinking wine according to the Shagas Ayeh? Because of the only possibility that maybe they'll be making the Adlokas HaMenorah in the evening, tonight hopefully, or whatever it would be. Because although the Beis HaMikdash being rebuilt would not usher in sacrifices on the Mizbeach until the next morning because of the Talmud Shel Shachar, like you asked, you still have the Menorah in the evening. Problem is, according to the Ramban, that we're saying Adlokas Ksheir Bezar, the Ramban holds that Huadin, the same thing would apply, that one who drank wine would be allowed to be Madlik the Menorah. So why should a Kohen refrain, according to the Shagas Ayeh, from drinking wine just because of the Adlokas HaMenorah? The Adlokas HaMenorah is actually Ksheir Bezar. It's hard to say that he means the Tavas HaMenorah. In other words, there was another Avodah, another service done with the Menorah besides for the actual kindling, which was the cleaning process, which is called Tavas HaMenorah, cleaning out the Menorah. However, that also is hard to explain over here, because the Gemara says the Lashon Menachas Nona Meralef Ilav the Oved Adlokam Eurta Hatava Betzav from Ahecha. In other words, obviously, if the Menorah had not yet been kindled yesterday, why then would it be necessary to clean it today? Even if you say that there's a special halacha of Atavas HaMenorah, which is a service and a required service in the Beis HaMikdash, but it still does not make so much sense to have Atavas HaMenorah if there was no candle lighting on the prior day, on the previous day. Therefore, it's very schwer to understand what the Shagas Ayeh is saying, that you're going to be mechanech the Menorah on the eve of the building of the Beis HaMikdash from Heir V'Yameinu, and therefore the Kohen cannot drink wine. If a Zara is kosher to do Adlaka, so too a Kohen shall be as well. A Shesui Yayin, excuse me, shall be as well. Perhaps you can suggest an explanation to this based on the fact that the Pasuk in Parshas V'Haloischa says, Daber al Aaron ve'al bonav v'haloischa saneris. With regard to the candle lighting, it says, speak to Aaron and his children. So the Taisis Yeshanim actually asks this question in Yuma on Chavtal Adamid Beis on the bottom, that why does it say Dabar Alar and Velbonov? Didn't we say that Adlok is Ksheir Bazar and it does not require a Kohen? So why would it say Dabar Alar and Velbonov, seeming that it has something to do specifically with Aaron or other Kohanim? This is something that is Kosher Bazar. Zogt Rav Meir Simcha, the Meshech Chochma in Parshas Baal Oischa, a Chiddush. He says a novel idea. That, even though we know that lighting the candles is kosher with the Zar, you do not require a Kohen. However, in the inaugural Hadlokas HaMenorah, when you're doing the Chinuch, the first time of the lighting of the Menorah, whether it was Zenon V'Haloischa Saneris, or whether we're going to apply it to maybe also L'Asad Lovoi, that the first time that there'll be Mechanech the Menorah, then you would need a Kohen, Dr. Meshech Chochma. That's why it says Davar Alaren. He says that as a suggestive answer to the Taisi Yishanon's Kasha. That Davar Alaren is because the first time that you do it, you need a Kohen. And the same concept can be found by the Rogachev Goyin in Safnas Paneach, Hilchas Brochas, Perik Yud Aleph. That the first time that you do the Chinuch, you will need a Kohen. Now, although it's usually kosher bazaar, we can understand this, that the inaugural time is different. Then it shall be done with a Kohen. And perhaps it's because the Chinuch is not just breaking it in like a glove. Chinuch perhaps is a sort of sanctification and officiation to get the Avodah started. Like we find, sometimes we find the Lashon of Avodasan Mechanchasan, whereas other times we actually find the Lashon of Avodasan Mekadshasan. The first Avodah is not only an introductory service, but it's also an inaugural service. And there you would need a Kohen. That's what the Meshech Chochma says. If we say like that, then we can understand the Gevurah Sari, that he held that a Kohen is required for the first kindling of the Menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it would be also to be done with the Zohar, and Huadin, therefore same would be that it's also to be done with someone who drank wine. So therefore we know that a Kohen is not allowed to drink wine, Bizman HaZeh, according to the Rabbanon, because of the Hadlokas HaMenorah in the Chinuch. Actually, a similar concept is found with regard to the very famous question of the Pnei Yeshua and Shabbos of Chafal from Adbeis, and the Chacham Tzvi and Simon Pei Zayin also quotes this from Rabbi Leo Mizrahi, that Lachara, why was the whole nest of Chanukah necessary? We know that Tumah is Hutra B'tzivar, which means that even though there's a din that you're not allowed to be Madlik Shemen, that's Tumah, but why did Hashem have to make a whole nest that they found a special pure jug of oil that the Greeks did not contaminate? They could have just used the ones that were contaminated, because we know that Tumah Hutra B'tzivar. That when you're doing a public offering, and similarly a public kindling of the lights in the menorah in the Beit HaMikdash, which is done for the whole Klal Yisrael, the halacha is the Tumah Hutra B'tzivar. Why then was it necessary to make the Nes of Chanukah? Famous Chacham Tzvi answers that it was to show the Chavivus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us, that He does everything in the best possible way, and so on and so forth. However, the Imre Emes, and so too the Rogachover and others, say a different terrace. They say that even though Tumah Hutra B'tzivar, but the first time that you are doing it, you need to have it B'tahira. Because it's the inaugural time that you're lighting the menorah, although Tumah Hutra B'tzivar, but the first time you want to do it B'tahira. And therefore there was a significant necessity to have the pure jug of oil and not use the contaminated one, even though legally Tumah is Hutra B'tzivar. That's what the Imre Emes and the Tzafnas Paneach say. And again, although it is kosher, even though it's Tameh, because Tumah Hutra B'tzivar, but they are saying a novel approach that you can do it only with Tahira when you're doing the inaugural lighting, because Tumah Hutra B'tzivar would not help for Chinuch. Now, the problem with that is, first of all, the Chinuch is a one-time thing, and the one time they had Shemen. Why did the Shemen have to last for 8 days? The one jug that they found, perhaps we're discussing why they needed the miracle of finding the one jug, that could be. But with regard to the miracle of the candle lighting for 8 days, that was not necessary. Because that, anyway, you have the candle, the oil for in that night. In other words, the miracle of Hanukkah was that it lasted for 8 nights. But the first night, they had Shemen that was Tahar. And the rest of the nights, the chinuch was already done. So why was it necessary? Unless, like I mentioned, unless they mean, why was it necessary to find the first jug at all? That was also a miracle. Another question is, that my friend was ma'ir to me, that Taisus here by us, and Daf Yudayin Amid Beis, the second Taisus asks, what are you so concerned about the Kehanim not getting drunk so that they can be ready to do Avay? They're anyway going to be Tamei. They're all Tamei Meis. So what does it help them if they haven't drunk? They're still going to be Tamei and not worthy and not able to do the Avodah. So Taisus answers that Tumah Hutra B'tzivar. So it does seem apparently that Tumah Hutra B'tzivar does work even on the inauguration, and even on the inaugurational offerings and so on. However, you could say that when you have no other choice, then even in the inauguration you do it as well. But if you do have a choice, then you should try to avoid it. So Tumah B'zman Hazeh is impossible to avoid. However, having a Kohen that's going to light the Chanukah, the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, can be possible by not drinking wine, to have the milah of a Kohen that has not drunk wine. Of course, it's worth mentioning that the Shagas Ari there in the Gvur Sari does say another teretz in a similar way, that there's also a Man D'Omer there in Menachas Memtes that holds that you could be mechanech the Mizbeach Azov with the Keteres Shel Bein Harabayim. So besides for the Menorah and the Mizbeach Achitzin, which is supposed to have the Tamash Shel Shachar, there's also other possible avodas which can take place in the afternoon. For example, the Keteres Shel Bein Harabayim, the evening, the afternoon Keteres, which can be done on a separate Mizbeach.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.